The following podcast is an Embassy Row production.
Welcome back to In My Heart, a podcast truly about all of the things in my heart and finding our freedoms. I'm your host, Heather Thompson. Be sure to stay tuned after today's interview for Holla Back. That's my Q&A where I'm answering questions from my listeners, so be sure to stay tuned. My next guest is Mark Seiden. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Cloudwater Brands. Mark and I both believe that wellness starts from the inside out and that everything we put into our bodies should be done with purposeful intention. As the CEO of Cloudwater Brands, he's made it his mission to empower people to take health into their own hands through evidence-based functional products that support both physical and mental health needs. Mark, I'm so excited to have you on the show. We are going to open the door to CBD, a cannabinoid that some people have heard a whole lot about recently, and some people may not know anything about. I'm so excited to have your wisdom and expertise just to give us a little bit of light into a topic that I think everybody's a bit curious about. Welcome, Mark.
Can we stop right there? Because I think I can only go downhill. Maybe I should just shut my mouth the rest of the time. I am humbled and grateful to be here. And we do know off pod and camera, we have amazing chemistry. And, you know, we met, you know, not years ago, but it was like we were catching up from years prior. So yeah. I was so excited when I got the invite. And it's so good to see you. I haven't seen you in a long time.
Oh, I know. It's good to see your face too. And I'm so excited to be here to talk about this because we've had so many fun conversations about many, many things. But when we talk about CBD, it's really the unknown. And, you know, there's still a lot of testing. A lot of states, you know, haven't really opened their arms to it necessarily. And what many of us don't know, or many of us might know, that CBD is a cannabinoid that is derived from the marijuana plant, right? And
correct.
So we have a lot of questions. We see, you know, pot being legalized in states. And I think one of the things that I always was so intrigued about the marijuana plant is I think it's one of the only plants like that literally can service so many things with just one plant. You know, I mean, like, and you can use the whole thing. So many people may not know that hemp comes from the marijuana plant. And what is hemp? Well, it's a fiber like cotton. And it's also very good for the earth because it doesn't have such a carbon footprint like cotton does. So hemp manufacturing and people using hemp and making clothes out of hemp and ropes out of hemp and things like that, textiles out of hemp is a good thing.
Yeah.
So we know that and people kind of can accept that. There's a price resistance to it now because it's not as widely farmed as cotton is, but we'd like to move to that direction because it's better for Big Blue, right? But
yep.
That's just one little thing that we understand about the marijuana plant. Now, everybody knows about the high part of it. It gets you high. There's THC in it. But there's several cannabinoids in pot that are still being tested and regulating and understood. But CBD is the one that we are seeing on the shelves everywhere. It's totally unregulated. You know, on one hand, you really want to know what you're getting. But first, I wanted to talk to you, Mark, a little bit about why do we need CBD? Why is it important to us? Why is it a newfound miracle for many people?
Yeah, well, there's a lot there. So, and just to lay the groundwork on my air quote expertise, you know, I've been learning every day as a lot of people in our industry. But there is, you know, research on marijuana and CBD that go back many, many, many years, right? So there are nuances to it, but, you know, sometimes things have been sitting around and then they kind of move into mainstream and, you know, we're in a world where the pendulum doesn't swing. It just flies, right?
Yes.
And you're like, oh, you know, and everybody kind of jumps on. I think,
yes.
You know, there's probably over 100 cannabinoids. And I think, you know, there's a lot of studies that are still going on. And just to set the hierarchy, right? Cannabis is cannabis. Hemp is cannabis's cousin. They look the same, they grow the same, they smell the same. And the only difference is that the hemp plant has a lower level of THC, you know, when it comes out of the ground. And then through processing, you can utilize hemp to derive these cannabinoids, right? With, you know, no get high, no intoxication,
right?
Or psychoactive in, you know, kind of a matter. And it is the most prevalent cannabinoid. So, put a letter, CBDA, CBD, you know, CBG, CB, you know, and those are cannabinoids, and some are maybe known to have, you know, medicinal impact. But science has chosen to really focus on, you know, the THC, THCA that converts to THC, and CBD, although CBG and some others are starting to gain some notoriety. And part of that was because when CBD came out, it was very, very expensive, and it was prohibitive, you know, for some to put it in. You know, I know from our experience, there were some price considerations. But getting back to the focus of CBD, why do we need it? One of the things I did when I started the business, because I really didn't know enough, is I got it. It was like an online certification. My dog has an online certification, but and I don't work with attorneys that have an online certification, no offense. Right. But I did study the kind of the science behind it. And I have to say, I was pretty overwhelmed with the medicinal impact and opportunities that we're finding in cannabis. And specifically when we process out the CBD and, you know, what it has done across the spectrum. And I think that goes back to just kind of learning a really quick science 101 about how our body actually naturally metabolizes CBD, because we have CB receptor cells, CB1, CB2 in our body. And the first thing that CBD helps do is create homeostasis in the central nervous system, which is balance, right? Yes. We're all off our rockers, you know, we're especially New Yorkers, right? Mm-hmm. And we're revving at 4,000, 5,000 RPMs.
Yeah.
And the chill effect of CBD is that it just kind of brings you back to idle. And when we have clear minds, we can sleep, we can make lucid decisions, we can mm-hmm. do a lot. So at its base, we need this just to kind of chill. And I don't mean go to sleep chill. I mean, just kind of bring it down.
Equilibrium.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Stop the pendulum and just balance right. a little bit.
Right. I mean, what is insomnia? It's busy brain. What is anxiety? Yeah. It's, you know, your busy gut because your brain is, you know, overworking. I'm worried. I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of pills and medication out there that do that. The problem is they're pills and medication. And, you know, we start to get addicted. So CBD has become for some an alternative. It's also become an alternative for alcohol. Because what does alcohol do sometimes? I need to take the edge off. Well, imagine you can ingest some CBD in the right dose and you could take the edge off too without any toxification, you know, hangovers, things like that. So it's a wonderful, wonderful compound just in its base. Now you add the science, right? So, you know, studies, and it's new, but the science gets better every day. So we know, and we know from science and our community, the cloudies we call them, writing in, especially during COVID, and saying, you know, you saved my life. I got these kids running around. I'm working at home. I'm trapped with my significant other. Help. And I can't drink every day. So it's helped me with my anxiety. It's helped me with my stress. It's helped me go to sleep at night just because, not because it puts you to sleep, because it calms your brain so that you can go to sleep. And I think that's a misnomer. I've handed a bottle of cloud water to somebody. I'm like, no, I can't do that. I have to go to work. I'm like, no, I don't think you understand what this will actually do.
Right.
It'll make your meeting 10 times better. Why? Because your brain will be clear, right? So education is really important. And then deeper into science, the FDA approved CBD, the same ingredient that's in cloud water. It's called CBD isolate, right? Because it has no THC in it, right? It's 0.0.
Yep.
For a drug called Epidiolex. And Epidiolex treats pediatric seizure patients. These are kids with hundreds of seizures per year. And this drug is helping to really cull that down with minimal side effects. And there's, you know, drug treatment now using CBD. There's cancer treatments. There's, you know, we're not making claims as a company. I'm just relating to the science that's out there. So it's not a fad. This is a, you know, this is some good SHIT, if you know.
Yes,
what I
mean. Yes. I love that. I mean, for me, as someone who obviously I've been using it and I've been working with the benefits of CBD my own self, but coming out of integrative nutrition, coming out of understanding as a health coach and understanding that I always seek out nature's alternatives for a patient, and even a health coach as the go-between a doctor and the patient. Many integrative doctors today are looking to nature and science first before they're looking to pure science for hopefully ways to heal. and ways to prevent now, which many times doctors, you know, in our country, certainly we can, say we're really trained to treat conditions and not necessarily prevent conditions. And that shift is now changing with the introduction of integrative doctors, you know, like Dr. Mark Hyman and Andrew Weil, MD, and these, you know, Frank Lipman, these pioneers at the forefront of integrative medicine. These are the spaces and places where I learned about CBD. I mean, to be honest, when I was like smoking a joint at 18, like I didn't know there was CBD in it. I didn't know anything about it. You know, I mean, I was like, how do I roll this thing up? That's all I was worried about, you know?
Right.
And so I think that now I look forward to the education that we can provide the future generation of people who utilize the, you know, cannabis plant and utilize all of these cannabinoids that are involved in it. So I want to talk a little bit about my experience with CBD. So when I first started using CBD, I was high altitude mountaineering. So I would be at very high altitudes. It's very difficult to sleep. Your breathing patterns are off. It's hard to sleep at high altitude. And you can't take a benzodiazepine. You can't take an Ambien or something like that at high altitude. It's not good.
Right.
So you have to turn to natural things. Well, you know, you don't want to be puffing on a joint at like, you know, 19,000 feet. So what was the answer? So it was oral CBD. So I would take a dropper of CBD with me on the high altitude climbs, and I would take the oral CBD before I would be meant to fall asleep. And it would 100% after trying it on a climb versus not having it on a climb at altitude help my sleep levels. Then I started to understand CBD as an anti-inflammatory as well. And, you know, as a health coach, like understanding CBD and its anti-inflammatory effects. And I found cloud water, as you well know, after I tore my ACL. And so I was on a rehab kick where I had a mountain to climb in 6 months. I had ACL surgery, you know, right in front of me. And I wanted to stack the odds in my favor for the best recovery that I could have. So that meant diligent physical therapy. And that meant taking care of myself, taking care of my body, sleeping well, getting enough sleep, eating right, getting enough exercise. And ingesting, for me, it was cloud water. So I used it as an equilibrium balancer. I used it as a hydrator, and I used it as an anti-inflammatory. That's the way that I ingested cloud water. And I did it religiously for my recovery. And the bonus of it all is that I couldn't wait to drink one. In fact, I drank two often because it tastes so delicious and it's so refreshing. And I also loved having another beverage, you know, bubbly beverage alternative for myself. Right. So here it was, a new delicious beverage I could look forward to, like literally 10 grams of sugar. So it's not a very high sugar drink, which is important. So we want to ingest about 25 grams of sugar a day. We want to watch our sugar intake. So, you know, this is 10 grams of sugar, which you can find to be what I like is what's my that's my sugar. Like, I love it. You know what I mean?
That's great. And that comes from organic honey. So it is natural sugar. Some sugar, sugar. But, you know, there are medicinal benefits to honey as well.
I was going to mention that they're not adding white cane sugar to this.
No.
The sugar is derived from raw wildflower honey and lemon juice. And so, well, actually, lemon juice doesn't have the sugar, but that helps the taste. But the honey is where you get your sugar from. And that's a naturally derived sugar, which I definitely want people to use for sweeteners versus, you know, pure white cane sugar. But the point is, it's a natural sugar intake. It's only 40 calories and, you know, it's delicious. So that's how I used it. You know what
I
mean?
You.
And I love that. So let's talk about, if we can. So right on the bottle top, you know, Cloudwater puts that they're 25 milligrams of CBD. So can we talk a little bit for our listeners out there? We're walking on the show. All this sounds great. We want to sleep better. We want an anti-inflammatory. We want to understand CBD as a new natural medicinal product for us. So now I'm in the shelves and I'm walking along the stores and I go from a commercial big box pharmacy to a small mom and pop to a bodega on the street in New York City and everybody's selling CBD.
Right.
How do I know what I'm getting? How do I know I'm making the right choice for me as it's not necessarily regulated state to state right now?
Yeah. Well, I mean, appreciate you describing the product and, you know, you kind of you know, did the introduction about the team and kind of what we set out. And I love to take all the credit, but I really can't take a lot of credit here, except that I connected with some incredibly elite, you know, brilliant people. And when we set out, Heather, we knew that we were getting into a space that would be crowded. We knew we wanted to play in a kind of a premium, not really price, but, you know, a premium experience, from how you see the bottle to the ingredients that you read to when you open it, there's an aroma. And of course, what matters most is how it tastes.
Yeah.
But also to put simple, good for you,
natural, right, ingredients
in there and be transparent about it. So I'll just start by saying we put a QR code on the back of our bottle, and we're one of the first brands, if not the first brand, to do that. When you snap a picture of that, it takes you to our website and have our lab results that are independently, you know, verified by a certified laboratory. And it tells you exactly what's in this drink and what's not. And, you know, some of us who are really playing the slow, methodical, transparent game are, you know, I don't know how to say it, sickened by, you know, the gold rush folks who, yes, slap a label on and or don't have integrity or put synthetic stuff in there or tell you it's 15 milligrams and there's really 4. And that could ruin it for the ones of us who are in this for the long game. We're a functional beverage business that's going to be expanding and going to be growing, that needs to build trust. You can't, you know, what doctor is going to bring you in and bullshit you? And, you know, you have to trust. You really have to trust. And we look at it that way. So, you know, Carol Dollard, who is Dr. Dollard, she's a PhD in biochemistry. She was Vitamin Water's COO. And she helped reformulate, you know, that company from the beginning. And yeah, not a health and wellness business, but she has this PhD in biochemistry. And so we really discussed how we put this all together into something and then layer it with transparency. Because I can't tell you to trust me, right? We have to earn that.
Yes.
And we earn it through, you know, what we say is in the bottle is in the bottle.
Yes.
And what we say is not, like heavy metals, pesticides, impurities, is not either. And so we've been doing that since day one.
Yeah, I mean, this product is so delicious. Like I'm going to say, it's carbonated water, raw wildflower, honey, lemon juice, gum acia, and natural hemp extract. So right, there's only natural products in this. So listeners, consumers, the onus is on us to make the choices. We have to be our own advocates and the advocates for our families. And so don't be fooled by marketing and propaganda on the front of packages. You know, if it sounds too good to be true, obviously we always know that it is, right? So, you know, and some things work for some people that may not work for others. You know what
I mean?
Like, you have to try what works for you. But the most important thing that I just want to bring up is my labeling on my products is the same on my Beyond Fresh brand. You know, everything is transparent. Everything is clear. You can see all the things that it's not. But I love this UPC code. Did you hear that? So you can go and check the brand out yourself. You can go and look. And so, you know, you never have to do something today. You know, it can always obviously wait till tomorrow when you're talking about trying something new, ingesting things, putting things topically on your skin, putting things in your mouth. The onus lies on you, right, to do the research on the brand and not to be fooled. So a brand like Cloudwater, who's fully transparent and bringing a naturally derived product to you with a benefit that they want to teach you about, those are the types of brands that we as a community, as a society, need to start to be glomming onto, to be looking out for, because our dollars count. When we vote with our dollars, that is what makes our choices more affordable to us, more, you know, easily accessible to us. So you remember, when all these new specialized products come out, they're expensive because there's a very small, you know, demand for them. And it costs a lot of all the research to develop a product like this. But, you know, please keep in mind that the research and the onus does lie on you. And that's why I wanted to bring Mark on to talk about a brand that I highly respect and I use. It's a new brand. It's not been out there. You're not going to find it all over the shelves, because they are an entrepreneurial startup that is doing it right. They're putting one foot in front of the other. And like you said, they're going to be a big commercial brand, but they didn't start out the box and be like, oh, we're 20 million because, you know, today, and we're going to be 40 million tomorrow, we're going to be 500 million. And then you don't count anymore, consumer, right? So I like to see bigger brands that are very commercial starting to put, or like I saw Reynolds recycled aluminum foil the other day. I bought it. I'd never seen recycled aluminum foil. And I thought, why did Reynolds decide they needed to offer a recycled aluminum foil? Because the customer is asking for it, because we're voting for it. So just keep that in mind at a consumer level. Now I want to go back to a little bit of the intersection of CBD and how do you dose yourself? Like, you know, how did you guys come up with 25 milligrams being the right dose? You know, obviously you can drink more than one bottle of these. And like you said, it's not going to, you know, it's not going to hurt you. But can you talk a little bit about how we know how to dose ourselves? And when we can't get, you know, a cold bottle of delicious cloud water, but CBD is something that we're interested in, can you help guide the listeners a little bit on their journey?
The answer is sort of. Okay. I appreciate the question. And I think, you know, it's all a part of the empowerment that we want our consumers to have. There's no hidden tricks here. There's no claims. There's no BS. But we used to have no BS on our bottle. We took it off. but it really meant something. It's how we started the brand. So please educate yourself. We're not the only game in town. And we're big advocates of CBD. We love the category. We love the medicinal impact. And we love the user-generated feedback where people are just validating that over and over. So that makes us feel good. It's an impact brand, right? In terms of dosing, you know, people say sometimes, how much should I drink? What will it do to me? And my immediate response is, I don't know your biochemistry.
Yeah.
I don't know how many cups of coffee you should drink, how many alcoholic drinks you should take in, how many pills. And I think it's safe enough that you can, you know, experiment. My kids drink it.
Yeah.
Right. So again,
my kids drink it.
The WHO tested this at thousands of milligrams, no toxicity, no dependency. Nobody's ever OD'd. And I'm not even going to knock wood because it can't OD you. Right. Mm-hmm, but I think we put in 25 milligrams because there's art and science to it. But the science part is it's an efficacious dose. What does that mean? It will have some impact on you. What level, what it will do, I don't know.
Right.
Remember, when I say impact, it is non-psychoactive. You're not getting high.
Right.
So it might help lower your anxiety. And remember, this is not a magic pill either. Like any vitamin supplement, vitamin D is a fat-soluble supplement. You have to build it up in your system to take it regularly, right?
Yes.
Vitamin C you take and it absorbs, goes out. You got to come back and take it.
Yeah.
So this is something you have to intertwine into your daily life. And it doesn't have to be just cloud water, to your point. You can have a couple of cloud waters a day and then take some tinctures at night.
Yep.
So in the droppers, 1 ml in a dropper is typically 25 milligrams as a dose. So there's some industry standard that's an efficacious dose.
Yes.
Take it. See how you feel. You're not getting knocked out, whatever. And then take a little more or take a little less. You know, we make these reusable, sustainable bottles so that you can open it and
pour it into a glass.
I'm going to drink half a cloud water, put it back in the fridge.
Yep.
Or mix it with a cocktail if you want. And it's pretty good too.
I love doing that.
there's versatility. But, you know, again, as a company that doesn't make claims and purport to know everything, you know, and when I talk to people about health and wellness, and I'm no expert, sometimes there's these people that I eat well and I run this and I do that and I take this and I say, well, what's your gut biome telling you? They're like, what? You know, what's your biochemistry? What's that? And it's almost like if you don't know what's going on inside you, everything you're doing might be on the surface good, but what is it actually doing for you, right?
Yep.
So it helps to get the inside out of you. That's really where the empowerment is. And this can be a big part of finding relief for ear injury or stress during, you know, COVID or just, you know, a difficult day.
Yes.
And again, we've just heard, you know, hundreds and hundreds of DMs and emails from our consumers that, you know, it's been helping them out. So again, it's they're figuring it out, you know, what their dosing should be.
Well, it's an alternative also to, you know, your second glass of red wine or third, you know. And so what I love right now out there is the freedom of choices, right? Yeah. So, you know, I always ask people on my podcast, like, what does freedom mean to you? And, you know, obviously it can mean anything, any given day, any given moment, right? And we're going to talk about that at the end of the podcast. But, you know, freedom of choice and, you know, consumer choice right now is a really important benefit that I think we have right now as Americans. And, you know, when we start to have choices that are alternatives to something that we know isn't working, like you said, you know, people will come to you and say, well, I eat well and I do this well. So then what's wrong, right? Then what's wrong?
Right.
And, you know, you mentioned gut health. You guys know I always talk about gut health and being in check with your microbiome and making sure that your immune system and functioning, your digestive tract, your belly is literally the brains of our bodies.
Right.
And it is where disease starts and ends in the gut.
70 to 80%
Yep.
is based on your gut health.
That's right. And most of the chronic diseases we're seeing out there today, Alzheimer's disease, you know, ADHD, you know, eczema, psoriasis, you know, hair loss, diabetes 2, they're about to name another diabetes. Diabetes 3 is going to come out if it hasn't already. These are all chronic illnesses that are completely preventable.
Right.
Through feeding your body properly and using your food as fuel and medicine and staying away from processed white sugar products, white flour products, you know, very simple carbohydrates and processed fake food. We have been overloaded as a society with propaganda and marketing and quick, easy fixes to our busy lives, and it's killing us in terms of the food business. So
right.
I love to see, and I hate to use the word disruptor because everybody uses it, but I do love to see a brand out there that's like, we know we're making a delicious product. We're not going to make any claims. We're not going to, you know, I always say put like caffeine under your eye and be like, look, our product's amazing. It takes away bags, you know, then go look at your eye 5 minutes later and you look older than you did when you started. Well, guys, 2020, to say the least, has been a lot. And, you know, we all can benefit from less stress and more sleep in our lives. It really is so important to get enough sleep. It's so important to take care of ourselves and invest in our well-being, especially during times of anxiety. That's why I'm so excited to partner with Calm. It's an app designed to help you ease stress and get the best sleep of your life. I know because I have the app and I use it. And when you relieve anxiety and improve your sleep, you just feel better in every part of your life. So for listeners of the show, Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off of a Calm premium subscription. Yay! That's at calm.com. So calm.com/inmyheart, and you'll get 40% off, unlimited access to Calm's entire library and new content. It's added every week. So you've got to get started today because a restful night's sleep is just a click away. Calm.com/inmyheart. That's calm.com/inmyheart. Don't sleep on it. So as a serial entrepreneur like yourself, one of my biggest, my gut pains was, you know, non-transparency in brands, not caring about their consumer and, you know, just doing anything for a dollar.
Yep.
And unfortunately, that's the world that we're living in now. And we as consumers have to be our own advocates and have to make the smart choices. So I love to be friends with like entrepreneurs, like-minded entrepreneurs like yourself. And I wanted to just kind of round out the podcast talking about entrepreneurialism. You know, this is a time where, you know, small businesses are beneficial, you know, women-owned businesses, there's a lot of benefits to starting these things. And when you have an idea in your gut, okay, and you really know or believe that you've got something that could be a disruptor, could be a helper, a service to someone, can you give some of the people listening out there that have some ideas about how to start their steps? I always get asked that question. Well, how did he start CloudWater? Like, how did it happen? You know, how did he do onboard Informatics when he was the CEO and founder of that? Talk to us a little bit about finding your passion and running home with it.
You know, a lot of people have ideas, right? If you go on a subway and say, hey, who has an idea? Most of the subway will raise their hand. And then if you actually ask one of them, well, why aren't you doing it? Well, mm-hmm. I don't know how. I'm too scared. I can't leave my job. There's all these inhibitors, right? And you know, you have to turn that conversation upside down. And mind you, it's a daunting, scary process to take something that's abstract and figure out how to make it real, right? And you know, when we started onboard, it was right after 9/11, right? I actually had lost, you know, as an entrepreneur, you win and lose. I had actually lost all my money, right? I was $300,000 in debt. My parents are deceased, rest in peace. And nobody gives a shit, right? And my partner and I looked at each other and said, all right, let's give this a go, right? And you create a simple plan, all right? And you surround yourself with great people. Don't ever be the smartest person in the room. Don't ever run a business on ego. Passion and ego are almost the opposite, right? And you know, it doesn't have to be your idea. And when I talk about Cloudwater, you'll see, I'd rather be lucky than good. But what John and I said to each other is like, let's create a simple plan. Let's get this thing going. Because once you get a plane off the ground, you know, there's physics and there's whatever.
Got to keep it up.
Well, but you do. But getting it off the ground is the first step, right?
Right.
And then you can gain altitude and all those things. You know, like trying to climb a mountain before you get to the first step. That's daunting. Get to the first level and then think about the second one. So, you know, people talk about execution. It's actually planning that's the really most important part of that, because you can, you know, execute against a flawed plan flawlessly and you get a flawed outcome. So great steps, you know. So
I love this advice.
And failure was not an option. And it wasn't, because I didn't have anything other than to make it work. And so my driver, my guiding light, my North Star at that point was actually based on not failing, because I didn't really have any options. And I cannot tell you how it drove my work ethic and my dedication, and John too. And we got past the first 90 days. And then we said, hey, we got some options. What do you want to do now? You can't project out a business from start to whatever, right? You project it out like you're in survival mode from day one and money's not falling in your lap. We actually self-funded that business for 16 years.
Yeah.
And we started right after 9/11 in a recession. Mm-hmm. So what that did for us is it built up chops and it built up confidence. And that's the other thing. It's confidence. I can't tell you how many nights I sit home and like, oh my God, I made a mistake. What am I doing? I can't do, you know, this the self-doubt and whatever. But having great partners and great people around you to support you, good advisors, you don't have to do this alone. The idea might be in your head, but when you expand it and surround yourself with a great team, it's really hard to fail. And the reason that so many businesses fail in the first year is because entrepreneurs and CEOs are two different animals. You're not just because you're the first person in the room. You're like, oh yeah, I'll take that. And I'm not lying. This is what happened with John and I. I'm like, what title do you want? He's like, well, you pick first. I said, all right, I'll take CEO. And he's like, I'll take president and COO. It's like, you know, picking first.
Right.
Were we those people? No. We were two guys that had a business idea, pioneering, you know, online real estate data. And, you know, I didn't become a CEO probably till I sold the business and I started Cloudwater. And that was 15 years of training of leadership. So it's really understand your play. I can go on and on. I apologize.
No, I love this. This is amazing information.
But you know, it's really taking an idea and just take a baby step and get it one step further and don't hit a home run, right?
I love you for this.
Just put a sample on a table and show that you can make something in a bottle that tastes good.
Yeah.
And you can make 50 flavors. I see businesses launch with 12 flavors. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
How do you get feedback on 12? Like, get feedback on one or two and then perfect it and go from there. And going slow in the early stages of your business is the best friend you will have. It's like you can't build a house without pouring the foundation and letting it sit and letting it dry and then checking for cracks before you put the second and third level on your house, or it will come down. Is it painful?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. This is so perfect, you guys. I got to tell you, like, I talk about this and I coach about this a lot. And, you know, I love the way Mark just broke it down in a really simple format. And I always say the best journeys start with the smallest steps.
Yep.
And so it's a very simple, but very easy way to grasp how it works, because I'm consulting on a business right now that, I mean, they are, I love a couple year plan. I love to understand lofty goals and all that stuff, but then you've got to put that behind you. It's good to have vision. You know, some people can't help it. You know, they see the house first, you know, before they see the foundation.
Sure, that's really important.
And that's important, right? And then you, but you can't rush to the house. You know, you've got to first, like you said, pour the foundation, let it set, you know, things like that. So think about any of your ideas or even in your career about, you know, one day at a time, like that, that works for a lot of reasons, you know, that old adage, one day at a time. And it also really, really reinforces one of the things that we forget about as human beings and being in our own head and all that stuff is, now, today, right this second, me and Mark right here staring at each other in these computer Zoom screens, this is what matters. Yep. This is where I am right now. This is what's present for me right now. And what's going to happen 5 minutes from now or what happened 10 minutes ago is gone. So like he said, laser focus, drive, passion, need, whatever it is, stay focused in the moment. Don't get too lofty into tomorrow. Stop worrying about yesterday. You know what I mean? And literally one day at a time, one step at a time. That's fantastic advice from a dear friend and an amazing CEO and businessman, Mark Seiden. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you.
I want to leave the crowd with how you find your freedom. Talk to us.
So look, success to me is living on your own terms, right? Which is, I'm happily married 16 years. I have two beautiful children. I work out a lot. I have friends and I work 8 days a week. And I never feel bogged down. I never feel, you know, I can't do this because I have chosen this, right? It's on my own terms. And when you do things on your own terms, it is one of the most freeing feelings to get up in the morning saying, this is my day. I'm gonna make it a great day. Or it's going to be a shitty day, but I'm going to embrace it and get up the next day and go back to it because it's on my own terms. To me, I live and breathe. That's how I find my freedom. That's how I live what I think is a blessed life, despite having to work very, very hard to get to where I am.
I love that. I always say it's only work if there's someplace else you'd rather be. Oh, I love it, Mark. Thanks so much for being with us.
I love it.
Just please let my listeners know where they can find you.
Yeah, you can follow us at Cloudwater CBD on Instagram, and cloudwaterbrands.com is our website. We have sample packs. We give out welcome codes. We try to invite customers in slowly to that point and build a relationship. So come try it. A lot of people love it. And I'm happy to speak to anybody offline if they have any questions or ideas about a business. I advise to a lot of companies because I love doing that. I love working with entrepreneurs that are trying to find their way. So you can find me at mark@cloudwaterbrands.com. Feel free to reach out. And Heather, thank you so much. So special.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thanks so much for being with us. And we'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. See ya. Mwah.
Welcome to Holla Back. This is the part of my podcast where I answer all of your questions.
My next question is from @AmyJo2883. Amy asks, I'm starting a blog site. Can you share the best route for trademark and LLC? Well, I sure can. A trademark is something that you can go right online and Google whatever name you're thinking of and see what comes up. And you might have to alter, make some changes just based on the obvious. But then you can go online and you can go to the USPTO and you can get a trademark application. That's the US Trademark Office filing application. You could do it electronically. They'll give you a link. You'll fill it out. They're going to require an application fee. I think it's about $250. And it's about 3 months waiting time after the filing date. You'll receive a letter from them stating whether you got the trademark granted or if they need additional information to actually process. That's when I usually tell someone they should probably involve a lawyer. If you can't afford to bring one in, a trademark attorney right away, then I sometimes certainly think that and suggest people can do the electronic filing at the beginning on their own and only bring in counsel if you hit a snafu that you can't handle. Next is an LLC. So basically an LLC, it's called the Limited Liability Corporation, and you can file really that in, I would say, 5 or 6 easy steps, really, is the way that you can start an LLC. And I would say the first thing to do is to choose the name of your LLC. So choose the name of your LLC. And again, Google, just like trademarking, you'll see if existing businesses come up and you may want to, you know, move away from that name. Then you reserve the name potentially. You have to choose a registered agent. That's anyone really over 18 is a registered agent, can serve as one. They're basically an officer of the LLC. And there's someone who agrees to receive like lawsuits and subpoenas and other official documents on behalf of the LLC and pass them along to the appropriate person at the LLC. It's a registered agent. And then you have to prepare an operating agreement. That is the roadmap of your LLC. It really talks about how it will be run, specifies things as like ownership interests, voting rights of members, how profits and losses will be allocated, you know, how the business will be governed, and basically up to even how meetings will be held. And so the operating agreement typically isn't filed with the state, but it may be required by some state laws. I'm not sure of all of them, but it is definitely an important way for business owners to define their rights and responsibilities and minimize future disagreement. So an operating agreement is crucial to an LLC, in my opinion. And then you file the organizational paperwork with the state. You know, the name and address of the LLC, the length of its existence, if it's not perpetual, the name and address of this registered agent, and then the purpose for which the LLC was formed. Then you'll obtain a certificate from your said state, and then you could continue that process in other states if you so choose to have a business that ships outside of just one state. So I hope that helps. Go online. There's a plethora of information, but go after it, girl. I'm proud that you're jumping in. Good luck on your blog. My next question is from @Hay_Mo_. That's Haley Ray. And she asks, any advice for women in business? I run a small non-for-profit for schools and children dealing with trauma, but we have a hard time taking up our space and getting in front of donors. How do you break in and make people hear you? Well, I mean, for sure, cutting through the noise to connect with your supporters is critical for fundraising. And obviously, you know, as sincere and personalized as that can be, is the best path of least resistance. I mean, ideally, you want to meet your donors in person, you know, to schedule a meeting. You can start with a letter or an email. But I also think that videos are really amazing too. Video messages are a super way to cut through maybe the noise in fundraising where, you know, Instagram and social media and, you know, YouTube, everything is so camera to, you know, face. But that might be a tip for you in getting in front of your donors is maybe make some videos about your cause and get people excited so that they can, you know, think carefully about, you know, what you decide is most appropriate to talk about what you're doing and why you guys need to be heard. So, hey, that's an idea for you. I hope that one works. Love you all, and keep those questions coming.